Living from a fully integrated quadrinity is about living in a way that is deeply rooted in your authenticity and meeting life with all aspects of you on board, present and available. And on this path, you're present, courageous, capable of being vulnerable and intimate, and connected to your intuition and creativity. Now, the first step toward peace and integration is separating all aspects and becoming aware. I will walk you through all four aspects, and you'll begin to get a sense of each of them. This is the beginning of developing mindful empathy and loving awareness. As we walk through each aspect, just notice what's happening as best you can with no judgment. So close your eyes and find a comfortable upright position in your chair. Become aware of your breathing. Take a breath from deep in your belly and exhale all the way. And then take another deep breath. Exhale all the way. Now bring your attention to your intellect. And imagine your intellect, dressed as you are, looking as you do right now. And imagine that your intellect is standing before you. Get a sense of the look, the feel, the presence of your intellect. This is the aspect of you who works very hard, thinking, planning, doing, learning, trying to get by in life, being good enough. A lot of comparing. Just tune in. And what's the quality of your intellect in this moment? Is it anxious, worrying, spaced out, distracted, restless, bored? Maybe it's judging or critical. Just notice any recurring thoughts and opinions that are grabbing your attention. Just notice whatever may be going on in your mind right now. And what patterns do you see and experience in this aspect of yourself? You might see a furrowed brow, some worry, some stress. Your intellect might be exhausted. This aspect has been holding a lot for a lot of years. Your intellect has a number of patterns, but this is also a valuable part of you. So take a moment to acknowledge your intellect for all it does for you every day. And softly, out loud, say, "Thank you, intellect." And take a deep breath. Now bring your attention to your emotional self. Imagine your emotional self as a much younger version of you. It could be a child around 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. And tune into this aspect of you. See your emotional child standing before you. What is he or she like? How old is he or she? This tender aspect of you has a lot of feelings. Your child might be scared, upset, sad, maybe even shut down or wanting to hide. Your child may or may not feel lovable or deserving of love. Just tune in. You may also be aware that your child has been a source of sweetness, of joy, connection, creativity. Your child holds a whole range of feelings. Just notice. Bring your loving awareness to this child. There's nothing you need to change. So be present to this aspect as best you can with no judgment, just noticing what's happening for your emotional child. What patterns do you see and experience in this aspect of you? You might see a child who wants to please, or a little rebel child who gets attention by acting out, or a child who lives in fear, or a child who pretends everything is okay. And this aspect has also been holding so much for so many years, maybe feeling alone, misunderstood, maybe even unloved. Your emotional child has a lot of patterns, but this is also a valuable part of you. So take a moment to let it sink in. All your emotional child has lived with, all it has held for all these years. And softly out loud say, "Thank you, child." And take a deep breath. And now become aware of your body. What are the sensations you're experiencing in your body in this moment? There may be places in your body that are more tense or relaxed. Just notice them. No judgment, no need to change anything. Become aware of temperature, where in your body you might feel warm or cold. Maybe you notice tingling or places that feel numb or blank. Just listen for what your body's telling you. Your body's been carrying a lot for many years. Patterns, conflicts, repressed feelings. Your body's had to work pretty hard over the years. Your body may have even lived with a lot of criticism. In this moment, tune into what your body has lived with and what you're feeling right now. And take a few moments to bring some appreciation to your body for all it has carried and lived through. Your body may feel neglected, overworked. Or right now, just take this moment to notice its strength and resilience, how it has perhaps suffered under a lot of patterns. And then call to mind some of those qualities that you can appreciate about your body in this moment. Softly, out loud, say, "Thank you, body." And take a deep breath. And now bring your awareness to your spiritual self, the source of your wisdom, your creativity, your intuition, your wholeness. And see your spiritual self standing before you. You may have to use your imagination some. Allow yourself to imagine that within you lives an aspect of you that's untouched by patterns, a part that's beautiful, authentic, wise, and whole. And this is you looking radiant, alive, present, and whole. You at your very best. You may or may not have had much experience with this aspect of yourself. Take a deep breath. And what does your spiritual self look like? What qualities live in your essence? See your wisdom, your beauty, your aliveness. What if this aspect of you could take a bigger role in your life, maybe even guiding you? What might that be like? So take a moment now to thank this wise, present aspect of you for bringing you to your healing moments, your healing journey. And listen in for a message from this part of you. Tune in. The message may come in words or just a sense you have. Take whatever positive message comes to you. And now take a deep breath. Gently bring your awareness back to your body, there in your room, being supported by the earth. As you take another deep cleansing breath, then tune into your body sensations. And notice how you feel in the moment. And staying present to your inner state, and slowly open your eyes as you become present to the room around you.